Tablet 25. Then Esau went thence, and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts, and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Matthew 15, verses 21 through 24. Esau did not answer the woman to make a point clear that he had come to bring the lost house of Israel together. This sentence is the key to understanding one of the greatest prophecies and plans of the Lord, which has been hidden from humanity for so long. A clear understanding of this great point also shows the legitimacy of Esau as the Messiah, and that God exists and is guiding the creation and history. In Genesis 49, verse 10, Jacob prophesied about the future of Judah, his tribe, and their inheritance. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Here are two prophecies which should have been fulfilled through the tribe of Judah. First, the promise of spiritual kingly domination, which was given to Abraham and his seed, will be fulfilled through the tribe of Judah. This is the scepter, lawgiver, and the Messiah, Shiloh, which will come from this tribe. However, the scepter and lawgiver will stay with the tribe of Judah until the Messiah comes, shall not depart until Shiloh come. Secondly, when the Shiloh Messiah comes, he shall gather the people under his banner, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Who are the people which should be gathered unto the Messiah? They are the 10 lost tribes of the house of Israel, the lost sheep of the house of Israel, which were gathered together as Christians under the banner of Christ. For more detail, read Children of Abram, Abraham. All prophecies are fulfilled. Also, the kingly spiritual domination was finished from the tribe of Judah, house of Judah. That is why Esau said that he was not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Esau answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And the daughter was made whole from that very hour. Matthew 15, verses 25 through 28. It is true that he had come for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, but even those who were not of the house of Israel, but had faith in him, received his grace. And Esau departed from thence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain, and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Esau's feet, and he healed them. Matthew 15, verses 29 and 30. Again, people, the multitude, were interested in his healing powers. insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Matthew 15:31. He healed so many that eventually it affected people, and they worshipped God. Then Esau called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat, and I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. And his disciples say unto him, Whence should we have so much bread in the wilderness, as to fill so great a multitude? Matthew 15:32-33. The disciples had already forgotten that Esau could feed people with only a little physical bread, because he fed them by the life force. And Esau saith unto them, How many loaves have ye? And they said, Seven, and a few little fishes. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and the fishes, and gave thanks, and brake them, and gave to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat, and were filled, and they took up the broken meat that was left, 7 baskets full. And they that did eat were 4,000 men, beside women and children. And he sent away the multitude, and took ship, and came into the coasts of Magdala. Matthew 15:34-39. So again he fed a great multitude with a few loaves of bread and fishes. Actually, because he had complete control over the life force prana, people received this life force and were filled by it, so they no longer felt hungry.